Hey, Roxy, there's a few things that I need to do. I'll be gone a little while. I should be home by two. Some of the guys are picking tunes in a boxcar on the track. I think I'll take my guitar down and play a song before I come back. Hello, Roxy, this is Alvis. I'm more surprised than you. That song I said I wanted to play for, I came home by two. Well, we were really picking, I was hot and in the groove. Before I took a break and looked outside, that train commenced to move. That boxcar sure was flying, I could hear that engine moan. If I jumped out, I knew I'd die and leave you all alone. So just because I loved you, I had to carry on. So I picked and played while the boxcar swayed till it stopped just after dawn. An eastbound train was headed home and I could have caught it too. But I was so ashamed of what I'd done, I didn't know what to do. How could I face you, darling? I had caused you all that pain. So guitar in hand, I jumped and ran, and I hopped the westbound train. It's amazing how the time does fly, the years have come and gone. How have you been? How are our kids? They'll both be grown for long. You know I love you, Roxy, and I love our children too. But I don't know when I'll get home, I've got some things to do. That boxcar sure was flying, I could hear that engine moan. If I jumped out, I knew I'd die and leave you all alone. So just because I loved you, I had to carry on. So I picked and played while the boxcar swayed till it stopped just after